ABC Radio Australia.
With the closure of international borders because of the COVID-19 global pandemic, Australia is turning to the Pacific to supply labourers to harvest its fruits and crops this year. Vanuatu is the biggest provider, but recent developments in the Queensland city of Bundaberg have put the spotlight on the problem of worker abscondment in the seasonal worker program. Dr. Rochelle Lee Bailey is a research fellow at the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University and specialist in labour migration issues, and she joins me now from Canberra. Good morning, Dr. Rochelle Lee.
Good morning. Thank you for having me this morning.
Thank you for joining us. Now, what's your understanding of what's happened in Bundaberg in relation to the Nevan workers?
Okay, as for Bundaberg, the particulars on that case are still murky, as has been reported. But today I was hoping just to talk to you about absconding in general, is what I was told.
Of course. Now, you know, the issue there, although murky, has been characterised as absconding. How big a problem is it for the seasonal workers program?
Oh, it's a big problem and a serious one, and one that has increased exponentially since COVID. To be honest, the issue of absconding is more complex than just one reason. And my earlier studies was most workers reported that they had left their employment due to a lack of hours and money and what they deemed as high deductions, and that was early in the border closures. And then in August last year until now, workers have actually been lured by rogue agents, employers and labour hire companies with the promise of higher wages, reduced to little deductions. And they do that under the premise of being an affiliate with an SWP employer. And I reported this to ABC last year. Now, my main concern then, as it is now, is the welfare of these absconders, who often realise that they were tricked into worse conditions, but live in fear as they do not believe that they can return to their original employer. And it's not just these stakeholders that encourage employment abandonment. Sometimes it's well-meaning community members who do not necessarily understand the conditions of the work visas that these workers are on, and that leads them to various job prospects elsewhere. Sometimes this is intentionally, and other times unknowingly breaking their visa conditions. But workers that are absconding even when they're well paid. So for an example, just 2 weeks ago, I was speaking to a team leader who said to me that they're receiving up towards $2,000 a week before deductions, and some of her team members are still leaving. So it's not always about the money, and in fact, some absconders have told me themselves that they don't intend on coming back for another season, so they're making the most of being in Australia and having a holiday.
Absolutely.
Just like a working holiday.
Mm. Yeah. Now, you know, in some cases, when we're looking at potentially farmers or labour hirers luring workers away in less sort of clear senses, is there a lot that, you know, the seasonal workers themselves can do with dealing in that current situation? Do they have any support?
Unfortunately, they don't, and they don't necessarily go and look for support. So a lot of the absconders that I've spoken to, and even team leaders around the country, have said that they've had absconders ring them looking for work and looking for assistance. But there is a fear that, you know, that they'll be in so much trouble. And the other thing that needs to be noted is most of the absconding isn't just one worker. So one or two workers may decide to go. And then one liaison officer for one country said to me, the problem is when one leaves, others decide to go, whether they're happy in their employment or not. So you get, it's not usually just one, it's quite a few people that go together. So they're there to support each other, but quite often they find that they don't have the same support that they would have if they stayed within the seasonal worker program.
Now, if, you know, someone, as someone working in this space, what have you identified as a way of potentially breaking this cycle or potentially providing that safe space where they can feel like they can have conversations about their work prospects and the, potentially their current employers, or if they are potentially thinking of absconding, you know, what do you think needs to be done in this space?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question, because when I spoke to absconders, one of the first questions I asked them was, had they approached either their team leader or their employer about their grievances before they decided to abscond? And the majority said no because of that fear. So to me, better communication is necessary. And if they could really assist in problem solving and to get the better communication, we really need to get better relationships between employers and workers and just all the stakeholders that are involved. So much more cross-cultural awareness going on within the program. It's not going to completely stop it because, as I said, there's so many different reasons why people abscond. But having that communication early on, while there's a grievance happening, can do this. Because however, at the end of the day, we've got to remember SWP is a bilateral agreement between countries to look after these workers in good faith. So I also think there needs to be more work done, one, on the duty of care when a worker removes themselves from the employment, and two, on action finding these workers to ensure their welfare is being met and to provide an avenue to either return home to their countries or to be placed with another approved employer. That's only if their debt to their current employer has been paid or the employer was found guilty of breaches. So there's a lot of work that I think needs to be done and conversations that need to be had.
You're listening to Dr. Rochelle Lee Bailey, a research fellow in the Department of Pacific Affairs at the Australian National University in Canberra. You were talking there about, the seasonal workers program is a bilateral agreement. Victoria now has committed to bringing over 1,500 seasonal workers from the Pacific. Are we potentially going to see more of these types of problems occurring if it's not dealt with, at all levels?
I hope we're not going to see more of this. There are a lot of employers that are doing their best to try to make sure that their workers are well looked after. Unfortunately, we do not hear about the good ones. But it's going to it's a really hard question. I think most people, when they come from the Pacific, they look at that this as an opportunity. They don't come over with the intention to abscond. So it's just a matter of getting those conversations going between all the different stakeholders to look at different ways to mitigate these situations. Yeah.
Dr. Rochelle Bailey, thank you so much for coming on the program and chatting to me about absconding and the seasonal workers program. There's a lot there that we've spoken about and looks like there's still a lot to be done for the program, but I really do appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.